Amos chapter 8. This is what the Sovereign Lord showed me. Look, a basket of summer fruit. He said, Amos, what do you see? I replied, a basket of ripe fruit. Then the Lord said to me, the time is ripe for my people Israel. I will no longer be lenient with them. The songs in the temple will turn to wailing in that day, says the Sovereign Lord. Many dead bodies will be strewn everywhere. Be silent. Hear this, you who trample on the needy and destroy the poor of the land, saying, when will the new moon be over, so that we can sell grain, and the Sabbath, so that we can put the wheat for sale, making the amount small and the cost high, and cheating by means of dishonest scales. We want to buy the poor for silver and the needy for a pair of sandals, and sell chaff mixed in with the wheat. The Lord has sworn by the pride of Jacob, surely I will never forget any of their deeds. Will the land not tremble for this, and everyone mourn who lives in it? The whole land will rise up like the Nile River. It will swirl around and then subside, just like the river of Egypt. In that day, says the Sovereign Lord, I will cause the sun to go down at noon, and I will darken the earth in broad daylight. I will turn your feasts into mourning, and your songs into funeral laments. I will make everyone wear sackcloth around their waists, and every head will be shaved bald. I will make them mourn as for an only son, and it will end like a bitter day. Look, the days are coming, says the Sovereign Lord, when I will send a famine on the land, not a famine of bread or thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. They will wander from sea to sea, and from north even to the east. They will run around searching for the word of the Lord, and will not find it. In that day, beautiful young women and the young men will faint from thirst. They who swear by the sin of Samaria and take an oath, as your God lives, O Dan, and as the God of Beersheba lives, they will fall and never rise up again. Amos chapter 8.